fired over a lack of action. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News.
I move that good cause exists to terminate the non-certified contract of Pete Arredondo effective immediately.
Laura Perez with the Uvalde, Texas School Board. The board voted unanimously this evening to terminate Police Chief Pete Arredondo over allegations he made several critical mistakes during the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in May that left 19 students and two teachers dead. Arredondo has been on leave since June 22nd. He's come under the most scrutiny of the nearly 400 officers who responded to the shooting but waited more than an hour to confront the 18-year-old gunman. President Biden with a big announcement today on student loan forgiveness.
The president's announcement benefits 43 million borrowers, including 20 million who will see their student debt totally canceled. Up to $10,000 in federal loans, $20,000 in Pell Grants for borrowers making up to $125,000 a year and up to $250,000 for couples. Everyone else gets an additional four-month pause.
Fox's Peter Ducey. South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune says the move will make college costs higher and add to inflation.
The Democrats dropped $300 billion and hopes again that it has some positive political benefit. But good. In the long run, this hurts. This hurts the economy.
And Thune said this is a move by Democrats to gain younger voters ahead of the midterm elections. President Biden says he had no prior knowledge of the FBI raid on former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home.
I didn't have any advance notice. None. Zero. Not one single bit.
The FBI secured a search warrant prior to the search, and some of the affidavit which helped secure that warrant could be released this week. Trump and some congressional Republicans have accused the administration of weaponizing the FBI and the Justice Department. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An emergency meeting of the UN Security Council as the Russian invasion of Ukraine has now reached the six-month mark.
Let's be clear. The international community will never recognize Russia's attempt to change Ukraine's borders by force.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield. This is Ukraine's president says Russian forces have launched a rocket attack on a train station in central Ukraine on what is Ukraine Independence Day, killing at least 22. SEC regulators have asked Twitter to explain its user metrics amid complaints about fake accounts.
Filings reveal in a June letter, the Securities and Exchange Commission asked Twitter for more details on how it calculates that the number of fake or spam accounts on the site represent fewer than 5% of its user base. Twitter's lawyers responding, it already adequately discloses the methodology in its 2021 annual report. The SEC revealing in a July letter it had finished the review, saying in part, the company and its management are responsible for the accuracy and adequacy of their disclosures. Twitter's system for measuring monetizable daily active users is at the center of Elon Musk backing out of a deal to buy the platform for billions, arguing he was misled about the number of bot accounts. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Paul Newman's daughters, Susan and Nell, have sued the late actor's charitable foundation, which is funded by profits from the Newman's own line of food and drink products. They claim the foundation has improperly cut its mandated contributions to their own charities from $400,000 apiece per year to $200,000 apiece. The daughters say their concern, Newman's Own, is setting the stage to completely remove them from having any say, and now some of the profits from Newman's Own are donated to charities. They're seeking $1.6 million in damages to be donated to their foundations for charitable giving. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.